his connection with who he is first. And we think he understands that pretty well. That's why he is excelling in all of these ways. In other words, he's found alignment. And so the discomfort that he feels in that environment is not because he's a snob looking down on others who are not intellectual. It's that he can feel their vibrational discord. So he's like a fish out of water.
Right.
And so, sort of like our friend that we talked to earlier, he is focusing upon them, which is jerking him out of the vortex, and then he doesn't wish to be with them because he associates being out of the vortex with being with them, so he thinks it's about a place, and it's not about a place, it's about a vibrational state of being, you see. So we would start by saying to him, if you will make peace with where you are, and try to find the positive aspects in what's going on around you. In other words, making a list of positive aspects about what's going on. Tell him that you are a powerful teacher, and you are, and you will speak that with conviction. And tell him that you're also psychically oriented and that you can see deeply into who he is. And tell him that you know that he is a man of powerful influence, and that in order for him to reap the benefit and for those around him to reap the benefit of his influence, that he must find harmony with himself. And then give him the assignment of making lists of positive aspects of this one and that one, and then tell him that you see the power within him and that he will see evidence every day of the list that he writes. Then say to him, once you play with that, and if you like that game, I'll give you another. And he will insist immediately that you give it to him now. So do. And that game is, you're going to say to him, script the behavior of two or three people who are giving you the most trouble in this environment. Encourage him to identify these characters and to write a scenario about how they relate to him. Not about how they behave in their community. Not about how they relate to anyone else. But how they relate to him. If someone has been giving him a hard time, define them. Have him write something like, I am invisible to this person and I'm no longer rendezvousing with him. And then tell him to watch how the universe is orchestrating and answering his desire. If someone is shy and not open who he wants to communicate with, have him define them as tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and eager to converse with him. And have him write how the universe orchestrates circumstances and events where he will rendezvous. In other words, teach him his power right there where he stands. Do not encourage him to wait until he's in another place to begin the creation of his life experience. Because everywhere he goes, he will take himself with him. And so he wants to find this stability right there where he is. And for that reason, we say to you, this classroom is not behind him. It's just right. He's not mismatched to his environment. It's the perfect environment for who he is and what he's wanting to learn right now. Tell him that you know him so well and that the well-being that surrounds him would not have him in a wrong place. It is always in the right place. Okay. He just has to look into this place to find out what's so right about it, and he will. And once he accomplishes that, he will be on his way to be the being that he is everywhere that he stands.
Oh. Wow. I want to say that you have helped me help Josh and Adam and my students at home. This is marvelous. This is marvelous. Thank you. My next question has to do with what happened when I was in the inauguration. I was very fortunate to be able to go. It's a broad question, and then you take it wherever you like. I've told everyone whom I know how it felt to be there. Here we were in 10-degree weather, millions, several hundred thousand of us, trying to get to one place, on trains and on foot, lots of families. I have never experienced anything like this before. The feeling of, I'll call it healing love.
We'll call it harmony.
Harmony.
We'll call it single-minded harmony.
Absence
of diversity.
That's
absence of resistance and
totally.
Absence of pushing against.
Totally. There were no complaints. Children didn't cry. There was no irritation. I still